So, you know.
See, I agree with that. I agree with that part of it.
I do too.
I just, and I'll be honest with you, John. I've had with past experience, you know, guys who come in and make promises and then they'll walk away and you're kind of left holding the bag.
Yeah, well, you got to be careful and don't try to promise too much. And you got to agree. And maybe if you have an objective, you know, you want them to come down to do this or that. But what an honor. What an honor to a customer if you bring down the top executives down here to meet them and thank them, because that's what these guys are going to do, you know. All right, so anyhow, look down on page 82 here. You can see, here's my account goals and plans. I've got my, how many accounts am I going to have in this list, by the way?
94.
Well, we're going to be really making plans on the 20 to 32. The 20 to 32, so 25. So, and you can see on page 82, I've got 28 accounts listed there. Okay, it's got 1, 2, and then I got a bunch of blank lines, but then down to 28. There's my 28 accounts. Here they are right here. So here's the account. There's the goal. And I gave you the list of the goals. So you don't. It's just a cut and paste thing. You don't have to think. Just drop it in there. There's an example of a goal. There's a plan. We're going to sell a multi-master. We're going to do training, whatever. And then you got, you know, January, February. And this is not something you have to show your boss. This is for you. How can you do it without something like this? So here's my accounts. This is what I'm going to try to make happen at those accounts. And now there's some likelihood of it happening. You know, I got construction guys in my neighborhood. They're not working on my house, but they're working on houses in my neighborhood, building houses and stuff like that. They got a plan. You can't just show up and rip the whole wall out and, you know, just put a big addition on. You can't do that. You got to have a drawing. You got to know where the foundation is. You got to have dimensions. You got to order parts. You got to have them delivered in, and so on and so forth.
You got to have approvals.
You got to have approvals, inspections, and all these kinds of things. You know, that's what this is all about. This is having a plan, just like the guy who builds a house. You got to have a plan. If you don't, can you imagine a bunch of carpenters showing up and, yeah, I want a big addition. Just rip that wall out and let's put a big addition. Well, what do you want in addition? Well, hell, I don't care. Just build whatever the hell you want. What do you think the likelihood of them build something that you'd actually like? Do you want a bathroom in this addition? Is it going to be a bedroom? How much electrical is going in there? Is it an office? You know, that kind of a thing. So that's what we're talking about. We're trying to have some plan. When you're in the middle of the plan, can you change it? Sure, you can change the plan. I want a bigger window there. Okay, so we can modify that. We can put a bigger window. Same with this. You can change the plan. Let's move over to page 83. You know, you ought to have projects at accounts that are fleshed out, really, in detail, like this. And there it is. There they are. There's two. One is re-engineered a shaft. You saw this before. And here it is again. Training department. And here's all the different things that you need to do to get that thing completed and so forth. Okay, let's move over now to page 84. Here we're talking about being organized. Continuing to be organized, rather. Keeping track of your customers' purchases. You've got to know what they're buying from you. How can you thank somebody? If you don't know what's being sold to customers, how can you thank them? You got to thank them. So that means you got to know what you're selling to these people. Seco has a list that they can print out. You could call up. I don't know who's in charge of the database back there, but there's a guy. You could call him. You need to call him. As soon as you get on him, tomorrow morning, call them up. You want a printout of your territory immediately. And get it back as far as they can go. Can they go back 5 years? Get it. Because you might have sales that got away that you could be going after. But you need to know how much sales. That's fundamental to a sales guy. How much stuff am I selling and to who? Yes?
Our system, we have a two-month lag on our system.
Is that right? Because distributors got to report, it's got to be entered and all those kinds of
things. Have your distributors send you a report. That's what I do at the end of every month. So.
Yeah. But, I mean, even if you're 2 months off, that's not great. But it used to be that we didn't know at all because distributors weren't all telling us what they were selling. So that's what we want to have is what the sales are by month. And if we can get it from our distributors direct and it's correct and accurate to the best of their ability, that's fine. Keep a file on each major customer and keep it with you. Now, when I say a file, you might have a folder like this, and this folder ought to be in your car in a container like this. This is a deco crate, and if you look at this deco crate, it has a a little ridge that goes all the way around that you could put hanging folders in there, and then you could stick these things. So these kinds of things you could have in your trunk. You could have all your literature in one, and then your 20 to 30 accounts like this. And this is your travel folder. Your travel folder has the diary in it for your 20 to 30 accounts, so that when you pick it up, you got a piece of paper on the top, and you write on it what happened, and then when that page gets filled, you add another paper. And so in the front, you got your diary that tells you what you've done at the account over periods of time, and so on. And that has other pertinent information that you want to have with you. You can have a folder at home that's you know, huge, and you've got all kinds of stuff in that, but you don't need to have that other stuff with you. It's maybe it's old stuff or whatever, but having all that information with you, you go into the lobby, you take this out, and you sit down, and one thing you're going to have there, you met the new engineer, Joe, and you got his name there and so on. So the next time you see him, you know, you've been introduced to him. The next time you see him, go, hey, Joe, how you doing?